Where do we find you today, Mr. Alsner?
I'm actually at a rink here in Washington, our practice rink, just making the rounds, I guess.
Working too hard, man. This is the middle of July, and you're at a rink? Please.
It's not that hard work. It's more just get back into the swing of it.
Well, tell us about Mr. McPhee here. I know you started to do that, and the phone was giving us an issue, but first interactions, did they do an interview with you in your draft year? You know, at what point, is he a good friend of yours? Is he just an acquaintance? How were contract negotiations? I mean, there's a lot there.
Yeah, well, I've known him for a long time, and obviously very grateful since not only did he draft me, but give me my opportunity to play and sign me to a couple deals. So I'm very happy that I came across him. A great GM, I think. Great mind for the game. Really, really interested in exploring all different kinds of options for players and trying to make things work. He's, I think he's a tough negotiator. He doesn't just he doesn't just give things away, in my opinion. We always had good negotiations and contracts. I think that's what you want. He knows how to fit things under the cap and get put a really good team on the ice. So, I really like that about him. It's funny, kind of an intimidating guy. Just the way he talks, he's very soft-spoken. Everyone knows his reputation and the way he played, so kind of a little intimidated by him. But when you actually get a chance to talk to him and he opens up, I mean, he's seriously one of the nicest and funniest guys. And I was lucky I got to see that side of him his last year that he was here. It was really cool. Nice, try and keep in touch every now and then and send him some messages. But I think that's just a huge pickup for Las Vegas. I think they're going to field a pretty good team with him.
It is the middle of summer, which leaves us doing some crazy things on the air. We spent the last 20 minutes rolling through pretend expansion draft scenarios. Who do you protect? Who do you not? I wonder what the buzz around players when you're at, let's say, the golf course with a buddy, when you're training at a gym, when you're on the rink. Are guys talking about that a year down the road, that there's going to be 30 guys relocating from their current teams?
Not so much with the players, at least the guys that I've talked to. I've had a couple friends say to me, I wonder if you're going to end up in Vegas. So I think the fans of the game are definitely thinking a little bit further ahead than some of the players are, at least, like I said, the ones I'm talking to. But it's a reality for a lot of guys, and it's pretty crazy. And I don't know what it's like as a GM when something like this comes around, because it puts you in a pretty tough spot trying to figure out who you want to protect and who you don't. So it's weird, but I think it's good, because it's going to give some guys an opportunity to get fresh starts who maybe need it or want it. And I just need to have Las Vegas in the league, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. It's a curious market, and they will be the first pro sports league to get in there, which I think is important for the NHL not to follow someone else. Put your GM hat on for a moment. I know this isn't what you get paid to do, but maybe one day. How interested in character would you be if you're Las Vegas? There's certainly some guys that maybe one in every locker room or more that, addictive personalities, maybe Vegas isn't the right fit. Do you see that being an issue? Would you be doing a ton of homework on guys like that?
I think no matter where your city is, you need to be doing your homework on that. You don't want a group of guys that goes and runs around. You can do that in any town. I think they need to do lots of homework on their players, just like all the other teams do. And it's Sin City for a reason. It's going to pull people in. And you just hope that you just have the right group of guys that can stay focused. And we all joke around that they're going to have the best home record in the league. And it's entirely possible, but
yes.
I'm sure they're going to do their due diligence on all their players and make sure they make the right choices.
Carl Alsner, Washington Capitals defenseman, is our guest on the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. Carl, I'm curious your thought process. It's been a couple of weeks now, but your head coach won the Jack Adams, and you guys had a terrific year. Just maybe talk about what Barry Trotz has meant to that group and just how terrific he was for you this season.
Well, yeah, the whole coaching staff really, really turned around the team and the organization, really. We were always, in my opinion, at least since I've been here, we've had good teams. We've had chances to do some damage in the playoffs, but I think one of the questions that always came up with us was, which Capitals team are you going to get? What's their identity? At times it's this, at times it's that. And That wasn't that's not something as players that you like to hear or want to have to deal with. So I think that since we've had all the new guys come in and the moves they've made, we've been able to shore that up quite a bit, and you know what you're going to get with us now. And it's just, I don't know, it's a fun, honest, hardworking style of game, and at times we're pretty darn entertaining, I think, and other times we can shut things down and play boring like we have to. So it's really changed the culture here, and a lot of it probably has to do with guys getting older and more mature and sick of losing and wanting to get closer and closer. But the coaching staff has just been solid with everybody, and the right message, same message right from day one.
Would love your insight on Troy Brower. The Flames inked him to a 4-year deal on July 1st. You would have known him from his Washington days. What have the Flames got in Brower?
Yeah, well, I think that's a pretty good pickup. Obviously, huge playoffs for him this year, and that's what you want. You want guys that have that good character when it comes to the postseason and know how to get it done. With Brower, you're going to get a guy that is going to go out there and be physical. He definitely inflicts some damage on the other team's defensemen. He's got a really, really good knack for the net when he's in the slot. He's a good slot guy on the power play, great release, good shot. And I think he's someone that he brings laughter and excitement to the dressing room. Likes to talk to everybody, has fun. I really think it's a good pickup for the team, and I think the city's going to really like him, and probably the type of player that the Flames really needed to help bring everything together.
Appreciate your time this morning, Carl. We stole 10 minutes from you there, but you're already skating, so tighten up the blades here and get back out there.
Okay, thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
All right, this is Carl Alsner of the Washington Capitals.